Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Tuesday, the 11th of February. Coming up, hear how residents have been reacting to a shooting.
Never heard of anything like this in the 20 years we've been here.
Find out which parts of Kent have the highest diabetes rates.
The food industry doesn't help. They don't have any interest in our health, really, for the most part. But we also have to take some responsibility for ourselves.
And why bosses in Medway are having to defend plans for a new hotel.
Those 100 rooms will be occupied by businessmen, by tourists, all helping to reinvigorate the towns.
Kent News.
Detectives have launched an attempted murder investigation after a man in his 40s was shot in Shorne near Gravesend. Armed police and paramedics were called to Shorne Ifield Road on Sunday night, and the victim's in a London hospital with serious injuries. Someone's thought to have fired at him from outside a house through a window. Phil's been speaking to people in the area.
Totally bizarre. It's a very quiet road. I mean, when we moved in, I was doing some work on a Sunday morning at the dining table, and I was a bit bored, and I thought I'll just make a note of how many cars and what have you go past. And I think in an hour we had something like 5 cars, 7 walkers and 3 horses in an hour, and it hasn't changed much since then. So no, it's very quiet, especially at the moment because we've had some fly tipping up the other end of the lane, which has blocked the lane, so it's even more quiet than normal. But no, very odd.
So just in terms of, obviously, you've lived here quite a long time and there's been burglaries, but, you know, nothing of this nature. So you think do you think this is quite a safe road to live on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very safe, yeah. Yeah, I mean, ours is the only burglary I've known of along the lane in 20 years. So, you know, and that's only once, probably 10 years ago.
Obviously, with this happening, this wouldn't maybe change your view of the street at all. You still think this is ultimately, you know, quite a safe, quite a nice place to live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a lovely place to live. No, and this, as I say, never heard of anything like this in the 20 years we've been here. So, no, it's not going to change our minds.
Kent Online reports.
Kent Police has been told to cut £9 million from their budget in the next financial year. The force says about a third of it will be saved through the retirement of long-serving officers who'd reached a higher salary band than those replacing them. IT costs and other back-office functions have also been looked at. There's more disruption in Kent today following Storm Ciara. Strong winds mean ferries at Dover have been cancelled or delayed, and some rural roads are still blocked by fallen trees. A number of flood alerts have been in force across the county. Storm Dennis is also on its way to Kent, with yellow weather warnings for wind and rain issued for Saturday and Sunday.
Kent Online News.
Figures show parts of Kent have the highest rates of diabetes in the whole of the South East. According to Diabetes UK, there are now almost 105,000 people living with the disease in the county. That's up by more than 3,000 from last year. Almost 8% of people have it in Swale, which is more than anywhere else in the region. The rates in Thanet, Medway and the South Coast are also well above the national average. Julie Clark is a nutritional therapist based in Whitstable.
The food industry doesn't help. They don't have any interest in our health, really, for the most part. But we also have to take some responsibility for ourselves, and we have to prioritise things. You know, I've got 2 young kids, I'm working full time, and yet I always make our food from scratch every day. So you've got to put some effort in yourself as well. And I know it's easy for people to think, well, it's all right for you because you're a nutritionist, but we could look at it very simply and say, if we're eating real food, then we know that it's going to be lower in sugar than if we go and buy something that we then put in the microwave or in the oven that's ready to go. So I think it's a 50-50. I think we have to take responsibility for our choices, and it would really, really help if the food industry would make the labelling easier so that we can make a bit more of an informed choice. And then we've got the education, so we need to come at it from all fronts, really. One of the things that I don't like is, with having young children, is how they are specifically targeted by food companies with the packaging, the sports stars, their pop heroes on, you know, that are on these packets, and then they don't necessarily want the alternative because they want the thing that their favourite, you know, football players have in. So there is definitely an issue around the marketing. One of the biggest problems is that we've normalised sugar so much. I mean, I have a constant battle with with my children, because we do follow a very low sugar diet, but then they're exposed to, it's coming up for end of term. So this is a classic example. It's coming up for end of term. So some of their clubs and things will finish, and they will quite often be given sweets as a, you know, oh, it's the end of the term. There's a lot of sugary things tied up with rewards, and it's filtered in so many places. It's become the norm. We've normalized sugar to such an extent that it makes it very hard for parents to keep their children sugar-free.
Kent Online reports.
Now, bosses in Medway are standing by plans for a new multi-million pound hotel, despite claims it'll obscure the view of Rochester Cathedral. Proposals for the five-storey building on Corporation Street have been approved. It'll have 100 rooms, a rooftop bar and restaurant. Medway Council leader Alan Jarrett has been on Paul on Politics on KMTV.
This has been through an exhaustive planning process. I know my colleagues have looked at it a number of times, and finally they managed to come up with a design that they're all happy with, and I know the opposition have voted against it. But then
it does seem a pity, though, that the view will be obscured from some aspects.
Well, what does that mean, Paul? Does that mean we have nothing around any of our ancient monuments or any of our historical sites? We have no modern buildings, no development at all.
You take Stonehenge, for example. They've built a road under the site, haven't they?
Well, so they have, but then Stonehenge isn't in the middle of a town, is it? That's the difference.
Well, Alan, you know, be a bit more creative is the charge here.
This is all about the regeneration of Medway, isn't it? And those 100 rooms will be occupied by businessmen, by tourists, all helping to reinvigorate the towns and helping to grow our economy. So it's absolutely, absolutely the right thing to do.
You can see an image of what the hotel's expected to look like at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent News.
Catholic schools have been told they can't stop children from taking the Kent test. The trust that runs 19 religious primaries in the county had banned pupils from sitting the exam on their premises, arguing that it leads to them attending non-Catholic grammar schools. But now the Archdiocese of Southwark Education Commission says they have to recognise the choices of parents. School children and other passengers have been forced to leave a bus after it drove into a muddy field in a Kent village and got stuck. An Arriva double-decker had to be pulled out this morning after the driver tried to turn around on grassland off Knoll Road in Waldham. The bus was on its usual route, but the road ahead was closed. The company's been approached for a comment. And Take Me Out, which is filmed at Maidstone Studios, has reportedly been cancelled after 9 years on air. ITV bosses are thought to have axed the dating show as ratings have dropped.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and the Gillingham manager says victory at Blackpool tonight is vital to remain in the promotion race. The Gills have gone 11 games unbeaten, but have had more draws than any other team in League One this season. This evening's game is their second fixture on the road in just a few days, following a goalless draw at Burton Albion on Saturday. Steve Evans isn't happy about being made to play back-to-back away games.
I think whoever does those fixtures really needs to have a grip here. You're talking about spectators, asking spectators to travel, the safety of people driving through the night. We're coaching, we're back into Kent at 5 in the morning. That's all separate from the game. Simon's got a good side up there. They'll be organised, they'll be disciplined, they're a threat for anyone. So we've got a way, we'll try and be organised, disciplined, we're freshen up. It'll be tough for us, we know it, but we'll prepare properly. And we're going to do battle on Tuesday.
Gillingham are currently 12th in the table. Elsewhere, Charlton will be looking to bounce back from a 3-1 defeat at the weekend when they travel to take on Nottingham Forest tonight. Leibowia's side are just a place and 4 points above the Championship relegation zone. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.